Hello, this is
Faith's Comment by Hearing. Welcome to this series called Hebrew Faith. This episode is Hebrew 1:1. We'll be looking at the book of Hebrew, chapter 1, verse 1. It says, God was at the times and never smiled, spake in time past to the fathers by prophets. God has used the heavens, the Almighty, the highest and greatest of all, the throne of which here also signifies the most magnificent, most encompassing one. I mean, the one who's all in all. And then the supreme being is to drive away points, and which we'll look at shortly in the following verse. And it says, is the God who at certain times and in diverse manner spake in time past of the fathers by the prophets. This is to further emphasize the fact that this same God is the God that spoke to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. That is the Most High God, the God of old time, and that's the God they worshipped. And then this is to make it the significance known of what is to follow after. And then it was a clear transition between the era of the fathers to our own era. And so it's to make us realize that it's the same God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and Jacob. And so anybody or any religion who claim to find his roots to Abraham must also understand that this God is on a new page right now, and then which everybody must come into, otherwise you cannot claim to know him. So that's the point of the emphasis. So, and then also to make us realize that the new age, or this new means, or new way by which God is speaking to us now, is clearly defined by him, and so nobody should reject it and say, I used to know God in this way. So that's why it's been emphasized here, this same God, the same Almighty God, but now he's speaking to us through his Son, which we'll be looking at the following verse. So we must come to that, we must come to that same page, we must come to term of that, otherwise you will be lost track of this God. That lessons of that emphasis says that same God who spoke in time past in different times. So the same God is never changed. He's still speaking today. He's using a pyramid, a clearness. He's coming in the image of his Son. So you must get to know that fact. Otherwise, you will be on the wrong track. So the God of Abraham. So that's why the Hebrew must know him through his Son. The Bible says that Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one but the Father but by me. So it's the same God in the Old Testament who has been revealed to us through his Son in the New Testament. That's the essence of this emphasis, that it's the same old God, the Most High God, the Most Holy God. Thank you.